The views expressed in this interview are those of the individuals and do not reflect the official policy or position of the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Navy, or the Naval Postgraduate School. Welcome to the Trident Room, brewer of stout conversation, unfiltered and on tap.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is the Trident Room podcast, Unfiltered. I'm Alora.
Hey, y'all. I'm Anthony.
We have missed you. It's been a long time. The government shutdown happened. We weren't around to record as often, but we're back on track.
Yeah,
and we're looking
to
forward to connecting once again. Hi, Mom. I know you're out there listening.
Hi, fans. I know we got fans. I don't
fan.
Know. What would the fans be called? Like
Tridonauts? Posties?
I like Tridonauts.
No. I don't know. If you have a good fan name.
Pasties?
No.
That's what I heard.
Posty? Like a podcast posse.
Oh, okay.
I was trying for something like that, but it didn't work out.
Okay. We could workshop.
I regretted it, and I thought we would move past it, but you...
No, Tridonauts. I'm telling you. All right. Okay. Listeners, take a poll. Tridonauts or the pasties.
It's bad. I concede.
We've been so delirious and the government shut down.
Plane.
But it's good to a plane.
We
actually literally started this right after a plane, and then of course another plane went by.
So, yeah. It's funny how you kind of tune them out too at a point
that's
in your
so
life.
True.
When I was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, by the way.
Cheers.
Yeah, see, look at this. We forgot all this how to do stuff. Oh, yeah.
Woohoo! Did I spill it?
Cheers.
Okay.
You're saying when you're in the Air Force?
Cheers. Yeah, just tuning out the airplanes became where I would bring guests to base or something. You'd be like, oh, it's so loud. And
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's so fascinating.
And so I didn't even notice.
I think it's something that we do in society nowadays. Like the idea of planes.
Yeah.
Like the noise, you mentioned. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Or even cars.
Yeah.
You know? It's just part of our plane. See another one. See, we were recording. It's crazy.
Yeah. They're and go. Yeah. Mess up their show. I know that the airport just passed. I guess there was some kind of noise restraint. They couldn't fly airplanes. Our local airport here in Monterey. They couldn't fly airplanes between a certain time, 10 p.m. They had to follow the noise ordinance.
Oh, fascinating.
And they just recently, the airport board, repealed that.
Oh, fascinating.
Okay. And the school of thought was hey, if you bought a house right next to the airport, you're going to hear airplanes.
That's crazy.
And don't complain
That's
about
crazy
it.
Crazy how it
yeah.
works. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how that works.
It's like when the apartment's above the Bull and Bear.
What?
Do you remember the Bull and Bear?
No, what
it's
is that?
It's a local drinking establishment from back in the day.
That's right.
It used to be called the Mucky Duck.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. I've heard about the
infamous.
You've
heard of them.
Yeah.
Were you around for either of those?
No, I wasn't, but all my friends who've been here a hot minute, they always rave about it and talk how much they miss it.
Yeah, it was
both
great.
Both
iterations, and they were different. But I guess people that lived in the apartments right by this bar.
Okay.
That was very popular with locals, for better or for worse.
Did you hear what happened?
Would complain all the time.
Really? Did you hear what happened in Carmel? The pickleball incident?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah. So for the listeners, Carmel is this little sleepy town established by artists really post the San Francisco Great Earthquake. So they came down here when there was nothing out here, and they established an artist commune. Now, it's very beautiful, don't get me wrong, but it's like a terrarium. You know, it's very
That's
carefully
a good way to put it.
Yeah, very carefully cultivated.
Cultivated, curated to be this perfect little
whatever they may be.
There's no street numbers, which is going away soon.
This is going away soon. Yeah. They have one post office that everybody gets their mail. As a matter of fact, Clint Eastwood, he wanted to do some modifications to a property or an office he owned, and the city of Carmel was like, nope. And he's like, well, I'm going to run for mayor, and I'm going to win because I'm a big movie star, so screw you guys. So anyways, that's Carmel. But I guess the local pickleball court caused such a stir with all the noise.
Oh, no, people having a good time
during
the day.
Yeah, crazy.
Exercising.
Yeah, and they're pickleball grunting, I guess. It didn't match the allure of Carmel. So, yeah. So now it's a sign, no pickleball and
I can't believe that happened. It's like the when the people that like protested the skate park in PG in Pacific Grove.
Yeah.
They're just like, not in our backyard.
But now you can like, I don't know if like you're like in the big time, you're in jail. Like, what are you in for? Like arson? Like, what about you? Robbery? What about you? Like pickleball in Carmel?
Pickleball, wearing high heels on the streets of Carmel.
I was pickleballing at Carmel. Yeah. So I don't know how we got on this topic exactly.
I don't know how we get on any topic, but here we are.
That's it right there. But yeah, how have you been since last time I saw you?
Oh man, shutdown was interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's good to be back.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I do events here at NPS.
That's right.
I run our events. And so basically I've had 1 month to do 3 months worth of work. And that's been,
woo.
It's been a ride for sure.
But you know, I know for the listeners, it's just going to be out of the season, but we are pushing the holidays.
We are.
The end of the year.
Yeah. Happy belated.
Happy belated. I heard it's the most wonderful time of the year. That's what I've been told.
That's what they say.
That's what I've heard. But that's coming up, so at least you have some vacation time,
yeah, by the time,
right?
I listen back to this one, I will have known if it was a wonderful time of year.
Do you have any...
when I listen to this in February or whenever.
Do you have any vacation plans coming up?
For the holidays? I'm going to Napa with some friends.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
after
good, girl.
Graduation.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never been up there, really.
Okay, yeah.
I went to Petaluma.
Petaluma, yeah, it's very beautiful up there.
I like that. Yeah. I got to see this guy called Petaluma Pete.
Okay.
Do you know him?
I don't know.
Petaluma Pete? I think he plays music on the streets of Petaluma.
Oh, okay.
He's called
Petaluma
Pete.
I was like, is he a flash
Pete?
Or something? Or like, yeah. Petaluma Pete. That's
Petaluma Pete.
That's what he is.
Yeah, what? It was a nice trip. Okay. We went to like what are those trees called where they turn into stones? Petrified trees.
Oh,
we went
to
a petrified tree forest.
I didn't know that was up there.
It was really cool. Yeah.
Okay.
It was up in that area.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I did a mud bath.
Mud bath.
Mud bath.
Okay. Was it stinky? The smelly
super
ones?
Super stinky, but they sprayed poopery on top.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. That's not the same, though.
It
right?
was better with the... I would rather have citrus than sulfur in
but that's
my
the whole
nostrils.
Point. That's the whole point, though.
No, the point is to...
Like rejuvenate. The whole point is to day drink with your friends. That's the whole point.
Oh, I missed that memo.
So this Napa trip.
I was by myself, just like panicking in this mud. So I was like, "What is? What is this?
Oh God!
Yeah. I don't like it."
This trip to Napa, is it a ladies trip or is it like multi gendered or like what's the trip celebrating? It's like family, friends.
Well, it was
like,
supposed to be a birthday trip.
Okay.
Back
happy birthday.
In...
Happy 21st.
Thank you. It was supposed to be a birthday trip back in April, and then that got pushed to September.
Wait, your birthday's in April?
My birthday is in March.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But April was a weekend that we could go.
Oh, okay,
for like
gotcha.
a two.
Yeah.
There's two of us that have birthdays close together.
Yeah.
I'm end of March, and she's beginning of April.
Ah, okay, cool.
So it's just a couple of friends that I know.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Through my board game group.
Oh my gosh, that's a little.
Yeah,
The board game lit? You guys going to get board game lit?
Yeah, we've actually moved away from board games. We're like more of movies and,
I love
and food and hang out.
You're much cooler now.
Yeah. Oh. I got I'm like, oh, thanks.
Wait a minute.
Ouch. It's like today I was walking the halls. I dressed up today.
You look very nice.
Thank
listeners,
you
can't see, which looks very nice. Yeah.
No names, but one of my coworkers... Not like a direct coworker. Somebody in the building passed by and they were like, "Oh, you dressed casual today, like you're not working." And I was like,
"Ouch!"
Oh, like I really tried.
Dang.
I really tried today.
Wait,
I got up early and I curled my hair and I did my
that
makeup.
Very nice. Yeah,
yeah. I would expect that if I was wearing sweats or maybe what I wear like normally.
Yeah.
Sometimes I gotta throw on what I throw on.
Take it
here
away
I
the
am
folks.
In the basement. Yeah. Nobody ever comes to visit me.
Oh, is that where you work at, the basement?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right
in your office once. That's right.
And, you're not working today? You look casual.
Who commented on that? How were they dressed? Do they usually dress, like, at a certain, like, level? Or
no.
Is it...
I think that would give too much away.
Understandable. Okay, all right. That's understandable.
I don't want to put any... It wasn't hurtful, and it wasn't intended to be
okay.
hurtful.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But I was just like... Oh, like it just
ouch.
Put me in it.
Yeah. I was having a good day. Thanks, I guess. Jeez.
No, this person is sweet, and they meant no. And
no
that's
harm.
Why I had to just, like,
Just take it.
Just cry in the bathroom. Water off the duck's back.
Cry in the bathroom. Not in front of alcohol. Get in the staff bathroom.
Drink at the train. I'm like,
it's allergies. What? It's winter seasonal allergies. That's why I'm crying.
The Trident room is packed today.
It is super packed. There is a what's today again? There's a
award ceremony, faculty award ceremony,
that's right.
And then we have some little cohort interdepartmental award ceremonies happening.
Yeah, it looks really cool, and it looks like people are leaving too, so they're graduating soon, right? So it looks like there's a bunch of people getting together to kind of commiserate their time here in a positive way, which is really cool to see.
I agree.
But we were just talking off mic about how, like, I don't know anybody here, basically, except the faculty.
Which surprised me that he said he didn't recognize anyone in the Trident room because he's such a social butterfly.
Nobody that I'm willing to be like, hey, what's up, man? Or what's up, you know, gal? Or whatever, you know? But I've been here since 2022, so by this time, so many people have cycled through.
For your master's,
For my
right?
master's, yeah. So many people cycled through, and then I took, then I got picked up for the PhD program. And then by this time now, I took courses in the OR department in support of my research
interests. OR is operations research.
Thank you. Sorry, operations research.
Yeah.
That's right.
It took me a while to learn these,
too. Yeah. I couldn't think of something pithy as a reply, like otter.
Otter rescue.
Otter rescue. Yeah. Otter
rescue.
How could
you not think of otter rescue in the Monterey Bay?
You're right. Yeah. For the listeners, they don't know, like, we're pretty famous for otters around here.
Otters and rescuing them.
Yeah, it's a personal.
Rehabilitation.
That's a personal film. You see, you know, I've been doing this in a while, you know, on the podcast.
It's the PhD brain.
That's
it. You get so focused on your one thing for so long.
That's right. Yeah, you forget about totally
everything
true. You, like,
else.
Zone everything out.
I can't imagine.
So I've cycled enough people have cycled through these programs now, including taking classes at the Operations Research Department, that a lot of people I've known have, like, left or very close to leaving.
Right.
And usually about this time, people get, they have orders well in advance where they're going next. So most of the people that I knew, they left, like, earlier than graduation. It's pretty common, at least from the Navy side, so they can get settled, especially if they're on a ship. So, like, once they get there, like, you're going on a ship right away. So they have to get their family ready. So they don't always stick around for graduation or things like that, though. So, but you had a question about how I feel about that.
What was my question?
I don't. You asked something about how do you feel about, like, not knowing anybody.
Oh right, yeah, because you're, like I said, you're very social, and, like, this has been your community for so long, and so, like, walking into a room where you're typically familiar with most of the people,
it
might feel. I'm assuming it's just a little odd.
Well, a couple different comments on that. One, I think as a PhD student, my peer group now, and this is what they're setting us up for in the PhD program, my peer group now are the professors.
Right.
Like, that's the whole
your
point.
Your advisor.
Yeah, things
is
like
supposed
that.
To be your bestie.
Yeah. So that's kind of the whole point. Like, they're setting you up to be at this certain level now. As a peer with the different faculty. So I don't really socialize too much with the master's students, except outside groups, clubs, you know, or outside the gates in the civilian world there. Two, for the military itself, you know, for officers, enlisted, they stick around a little bit longer for their tours. But for most officers, at least what I'm accustomed to, you cycle through, like, every couple of years.
Okay.
You could stay at a certain command longer. But what I've been advised for different mentors is you put yourself out there. The more you put yourself out there, more people see you, and then that's a way to not only network and socialize, but people can get to know your name and your work ethic, and it's going to help you for boards, for promotions, or even like, hey, I need to get this part. Oh, man, I met this person at this other command. Let me give them a call or reach out to them somehow. You know, we have the biggest social network in the world, and that's the DOD, the Department of War, the DOW. So, you know, with that, the more you put yourself out, the more you kind of see that. I wouldn't say that, I guess by now I'm used to it. You know, all these different friends.
Kind of being a lone wolf with all these little wolf pups.
Sort of.
Running around.
You're just able to, I think in the military, put yourself in different social groups, like, very easily. You know, because you kind of have to, you know.
Right.
Sorry, that was my fault, folks. I'm trying to mute this thing, and I'm a boomer, and I don't know what I'm doing, so there we go.
He's A light boomer. boomer at heart.
Boomer light.
Boomer light.
I don't even know how to spell that, boomer light. Oh my God, I had a boomer moment, actually. Quick aside.
He is not a boomer, for those listening, but he acts like one and he dresses like one.
A boomer here. I don't know what they sound like. Yeah, we sound like us. So I had a total boomer moment. So so I'm actually going on part of a solo, going on a trip for solo travelers this holiday.
Oh,
out of the country. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So this tour group that I'm going with sets us up with like a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
And so all of us are kind of on this WhatsApp group. We're talking back and forth. Some of us are sticking around after New Year's, this particular place that I'm going, to like hang out more. Like, hey, what are your plans? So we're all posting stuff. And you can see people's like member, who's a member of this group. And so for me, this, I usually read at night. It's part of like my routine to go to bed. I'm landing the plane. Okay, I know, I have a long story. Yeah. Let me land the plane. So I'm landing the plane here. So I'm up there, I'm laying down, I'm just like reading. And I'm like, I wonder who's like this WhatsApp group that we're just, you know, messaging back and forth.
Oh,
to
no.
See like kind of their, yeah, the profile and their, you know, their pick. And I click on this young lady's like pick.
Oh no.
And I'm like, okay, cool. That's what she looks like. Cause we're talking in this group, right? And then I accidentally press like video call.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah, and I was like, it was so embarrassing because
did you
like
follow through?
No. I immediately like, yeah, I canceled it. Right, I'm like, oh snaps, right? Because it's like late at night. It's like, you know, 9:10 at night, and yeah, awesome. Yeah, 9:10 at night, and we're just getting our food, folks. So you might hear some noise there. Thank you, Miss Leslie. She's one of the servers here. She's amazing. Oh. Thanks, Leslie. She's amazing. Yeah, so.
The whole team here at the Trident Room is amazing.
That's very true. I mean, you know everybody, though.
I know everybody like. in and out of the Trident Room.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's so.
It's because, like you said, I go out and I walk. Like, if I have a question for someone or if I need, instead of sending an email, if I can, I go to their office and I'm like, hey, here's my question.
I know we're going a lot of sides here, but something that my first chief taught me, who's a good friend now, he's a warrant officer, Richard Mazzo, he said, sir, every space, every face. Like, just go for a walk. Like, put your face in every space. Talk to sailors. You know, that's going to help you, one, get out of the office or not standing watch, right, or studying for your qualifications.
Right, take a break.
Take
an O2 break.
Take a break, walk around, and, like, just talk to people. And that's, like, the best way to, you know, to that. Oh, boy. Anyway, yeah, so, oh, yeah, getting back on Alora knowing everybody. So, like, there's a big line here for the trim, we're like getting our drinks, and like she knows everybody, so I'm like, I'm gonna go let her go to the bar first. It's kind of strategic why I asked you to go first.
Oh,
because like, yeah, they're gonna go to you first, they're gonna talk to you. I'm like, all right, we're gonna get our drinks way before these other schmucks over here. They don't know anybody, these other students, which I am one of two as well.
I don't take advantage of it, he just knows this fact, apparently.
I just like observe, anyway. Yeah. So, so I cancel it quickly. And, like, I was so nervous.
Oh,
I should have been like, hey, sorry about this. It was an accident.
Yeah.
I panicked, and instead I deleted my WhatsApp.
Like, you just deleted the whole thing?
Yeah, like, I was going to do anything. Yeah. I'm like,
you just,
oh,
like,
no.
threw your phone in the water, in the ocean.
Yeah,
I broke it.
Yeah, through the fireplace. Yeah.
Moved to Alaska. Where's Anthony?
Charlie fire. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, caused an electrical fire. Clash Charlie on my cell phone. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But it was very embarrassing, so I...
So you don't have WhatsApp anymore?
No, I do.
Okay.
As soon as I did that, I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I just say, hey, sorry?
Panicked.
Yeah, I just panicked. Well, because we're on different time zones, and she's on East Coast time.
Yeah.
So it's like midnight, 1 o'clock. Plus, it's like a young woman, and I just feel like a weirdo, creep dude. I'm like, you know, it's
no,
just like,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, we don't even know each other. We only know each other from WhatsApp on this tour group. Anyways. Yeah, awesome. I panic. I delete the WhatsApp, right? But then I add it back again. I'm like, why did I do that?
Well, and the thing is, when you delete your WhatsApp, it doesn't remove you from that.
Correct.
Like, she would still see.
Exactly.
Like, she would. She could probably just still message you and be like, why did you do that?
Which she did. The, like,
no,
the next day.
Yeah.
She actually video called me back the next day.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? So, like, a meet cute? Is she the new Mrs.?
Oh, it might be the meet cute.
You're right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
We actually been talking ever since.
No way.
I'm so serious.
Yeah.
We have, like, a good rapport now.
Sure.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it could be a meet cute.
It could be. Yeah. The new,
just in time for the holidays, folks. That's it. You heard it here. Hallmark. You heard it here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's kind of dark. Well, so, yeah, she called, but I was like, it's like 4 in the morning. I get up like at 4, but it's all dark and, you know, she's on East Coast time. It's like 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't answer it, but I message her back like, hey, sorry about that, you know. And she's like, oh, no problem. And then we just started talking ever since, which is a positive story maybe.
It's great.
In the end, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, for a moment, I was, like, super embarrassed and, like, totally boomer
Wait,
moment.
Wait, that could
like,
be your new thing. Just accidentally video call a cute girl from a thing and then just be like, oops, sorry. And then if they catch the bait and keep talking to you, then...
Yeah, but all my exes are going to form, like, a Facebook group.
Oh.
You know, like...
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, hey, did that happen to you? Yeah, that happened to me, too. Like,
yeah,
that's what he
true.
Does.
They're going to take you to Maury.
What's that app that, for dating? Like, it's for was for women. They can talk about, like, their dates...
I don't know.
There's an app where it's like
where they can like cross reference each
yes,
other.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. There's some controversy about that. I don't know if it's still around, but there was some controversy for that.
Yeah, I needed that one in my life probably
a few times.
Yeah,
I think we all need that.
One time, somebody described one of my exes, and they were like, "Just pick somebody the opposite of all of those things."
Dang.
I was like, "I'm sorry."
That's my type, apparently. That's so funny. But getting back to your original question about the military and then cycling through, that's just part of the game, you know. And as a matter of fact, we've talked about this before. Like, I'm getting so antsy being here. Like, I put.
Oh right. Yeah.
I put my.
You're feeling it. You're feeling the.
Yeah.
The itch to move.
I put my name in the hat to go to the Bureau of Medicine to work on an AI task force, among other things. So I might be leaving here a little bit earlier, but yeah. So to that point, like, I'm just like ready to kind of move on, and you know, not that I don't like Monterey, of course, or you know, you and everybody else, the wonderful community that's here. Which it truly is a wonderful community.
Well, now that all of your friends have left, it's just me.
I like that you didn't put yourself in that group. Thanks. Ouch. No, I have friends here. I have friends here, too. Thank you very much.
I know.
And civilian friends, too.
I know. So, yeah. You're really good about being out in the community.
I try to.
I admire that.
Speaking of, we had a mini event for some of the podcast team. And whoever wants to come out to be interviewed, then I'm sorry you missed that. That was a Charlie Brown Christmas special they had at Pearl Hour.
Yeah.
And, it was a pretty good time.
They're having it again, though, this weekend?
On the 21st, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this, a couple weeks. Next weekend.
This is the first time they had it twice a year, I want to say, because I've always missed it the past, like, 3 years or 4 years, whenever it was. So.
Yeah, this time of year, I don't know what it is. It just feels like Thanksgiving was just another Thursday.
Well, you know we're live, folks, when we record this, when you hear colors.
Colors playing in the background.
So, yeah.
Yep. Little pause for that.
Yeah. So it's very good to signify the end of the workday, pretty much. And
a little bit of a reflection.
Yeah, it's a very somber one, too. Everything pretty much stops on a base, excuse me, when they play morning and evening colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tradition also on ships, too, when they're in port.
What is the difference between when you're like on on land versus on a ship? What they do, like the traditions for colors, or is it pretty much the same thing?
We don't really have like colors underway per se, you know, because the flag is always flying and we're always, you know, doing our thing. We do have special ceremonies sometimes, like I remember we're in somewhere around Guam or somewhere in the Pacific, and of course it's a very historic area with a lot of wreckages and ships being sunk. You know, during World War II, World War I as well. So if we come across, because we see it on our charts here, and for folks, charts are like nautical maps, pretty much, right? So you can see what's out there, and if there is a ship of note that's on the charts, we try to avoid it, right? Not that we're actually going to hit it sometimes, because it's, you know, deep underwater,
right?
But it's always best to avoid it. You never know, something might come up from it, or it might have some chemicals around the water, or things like that. But if we come across a vessel along our route that's been sunk during war, things of that nature, we'll hold a special ceremony as we pass by it. things like that. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, it's amazing the things you encounter out at sea and things like that, though.
So I know our questions today, like, we haven't picked a specific question, but we've kind of been dancing around, like, the military and your time here at NPS. Since we're kind of just bouncing off questions,
yeah.
I've heard that, speaking of traditions on ships, there, when you cross, like, the Arctic
Blue Nose.
Can you, have you ever done anything like that?
Yeah, plane.
And if so, like, what, how did it go? What was it? Because I've only heard kind of in passing.
Yeah, there's a couple different ones that you can do. Lunos or people who are in the who go into the Arctic Circle. That's mostly submarines, is my understanding.
Okay.
There are some ships that do go up to the Arctic Circle, but I think it's mostly the Coast Guard that does that. Don't quote me on that though. But there's also going through the Suez Canal, the Panama Canal.
There's a there's like some kind of tradition for that
too. Yeah, like a ceremony. Yeah, yeah, and of course crossing the line, which is the equator.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of shenanigans, things like that. they have a whole event.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody dresses up as King Neptune.
No way.
Yeah. 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 It's changed a lot, obviously, because the level of what they put into it isn't as insane as it used to be in the days of yore. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But there is stuff that
I can. I think I can fill in the blanks.
Yes. Yeah. But we do silly
times
stuff.
Times have changed.
We do silly stuff though. But it's like an all day event, you know, for the entire ship. And you know, people are still standing watch. They have to cycle through.
Yeah.
So you become from a polywog to somebody who's a shellback, is what they call it. And then there's golden shellback, where you cross the
date. Those are the names that you get when you do these.
Yes. Yes. Okay. If you haven't crossed the line or performed the ceremony, then you're known as a polywog.
Okay.
Stinky, smelly polywog. And then you upgrade to a shellback after you're done with that. And you get a frame, you get a certificate.
That's
and
so
it's
cool.
Put in the record, you get a little card and everything. It's something cool to talk about. But, you know, as a matter of fact, though, we had to figure out when to do this on my first ship because we were underway all the time. So some people don't ever do it. They don't ever cross the equator. Just like I've never crossed up into the Arctic Circle. I've never been to Panama Canal or Suez Canal, right? So.
But you've done the equator.
I've done the equator, but we did it like so many times, and we had to figure out like, well, when are we actually going to do this, the ceremony, because, like, we're going to cross it again. So, you know, and we have sailors coming in and out all the time.
Oh, so, right? Doing it both times, you could get a new batch of people.
That's right, new batch of people. So, kind of figure that out when and nobody was required to do it.
Yeah.
No one's forcing it to do it. And like I said, you know, sometimes during the ceremony, if there's not enough people who can be a part of the ceremony, then you have to go stand the watch, you know, do your job, things like that. So you're all like dressed out all silly and then like, okay, I got to put on like, you know, my
King
coveralls.
Neptune's mopping.
Yeah. 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 I got to put on regular clothes now to go to like my job, you know, actually, and then come back and get like, yeah, you know, lightly haze in a fun way, you know, for this thing. But yeah, so that's, some ceremonies that we've had out there, things like that, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but we cross the equator so many times. I don't know. You know. Yeah.
I don't. When I was in the Air Force, I.
Oh yeah. Was there any like ceremonies like that or
no?
Like,
I was just a linguist at a desk.
Yeah.
So just listening and typing, just a lot of listening and typing. Nothing so fun.
Well, I mean. So, you know, I gave a talk to some elementary school kids, and they asked me like, "What does the Navy do?" Which I never thought like, how do I explain that to like an 10-year-old? And I was like, "Oh, you protect the maritime commerce, you know?" And like we're out underway, and I had to kind of go come back. I'm like, "Well, but we also have a lot of people who are also like on land, and like we call that a shore." You know, I was telling them. So there's quite a few people who are in the Navy who've never been out to sea.
Sure. You know? Yeah. Just like I was in the Air Force and I was never in a plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when I was my last ship, I was on the Comfort, which is a huge ship, right? I was on a small boy. I was on a destroyer, my first ship, and like, man, you feel every wave. But on the bigger ships, for me at least, I'm like, this is nothing, you know, compared to what I was used to. We have some people who've only been on shore and it's like their first time on a ship, and like they're just like getting sick, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
It's like a culture shock for them.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. It would be probably very scary for me the first time going, like, there's no turning back.
That's it. No, that's it.
Like, literally.
One of the questions.
You can't change your mind.
Because we brought people on board who were, like, getting people ready. Because in the Comfort, we have a reduced operating status crew. and then we have a full operating status. So we go from like hundreds of people to like thousands of people, right? So we have to coordinate with these people who are ashore to like, hey, here's what we got to do to get ready, get your team ready. And one of the questions they ask, like, what do we do about Facebook? We're like, you guys don't.
Nothing. Like, how do we text? How do we text?
Yeah. What?
You don't.
Yeah. What do we tell our sailors? You tell them that. Yeah. So it's kind of a culture shock sometimes for a
lot
of people.
That's funny.
But I miss it though. You know. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
It probably takes some adjusting to go kind of off social media for those younger ones that have just
or even adults. Yeah. Or not. We're all adults, but even like the older people.
Oh really? You
know? Oh yeah. Totally. Yeah. So.
Disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been fun. We've had a lot of, I've learned a lot about your experience here at NPS and in the Navy. And
thanks for the questions. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
We will, before we leave you, we have some good news is, I hope Elena doesn't mind us sharing, but she's going to be around town a little longer than she expected. She got different orders.
Yeah.
To stay here for a different job, so hopefully we'll
congrats
keep her with us.
Yeah,
so yeah, she was gonna be graduating with her PhD sometime in the next year or so, she's gonna stay a little longer. So we're very happy, happy to have her. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to be a guest at the Trident Room Unfiltered, please email Trident Room Podcast Host at nps.edu.
All right, till next time, folks.
Thanks for joining us in the Trident Room. For more information about today's guests and topics, please visit the show notes online at nps.edu/Trident Room Podcast. The Trident Room Podcast has been brought to you by the Naval Postgraduate School Alumni Association and Foundation. For questions, comments, and suggestions, please email us at Trident Room Podcast Host at nps.edu.